Good morning. The time is 11:03, and I'm Sydney reporting live in the KBPS News Sounder on Summer Sound 2025. Tonight, Barry Manilow plays his final concert in Portland, awarding $10,000 to a local Portland area school and its music teacher during the show. For Willamette Week, the artist known for his single Copacabana Banger is choosing to honor regional music teachers on every stop of his farewell tour through a $10,000 donation from the Manilow Music Project. Fans had a chance to vote through the MMP's website for who they thought deserved the award most. Here are the 10 music teachers and schools attached to them who are in the running. We've got Jason Owens from Franklin High School, Frank Petrick from Lincoln High School, Jason Margolis from Roosevelt High School, Chris McCurdy from Grant, Chris Adams Brown from McDaniel, Gary Riller from Cleveland High School, Nick Cadwell from Ida B. Wells High School, Dave Hester from Jefferson High School, Kija Lee from Park Rose High School, and Krista Stingle from Lake Ridge High School. Half the donation will go directly to the teacher fans voted for, and the other half will go directly towards buying instruments for their school in the form of what the organization calls Manilow Bucks. You could catch the show tonight starting at 7 p.m. at the Moda Center with tickets on sale online. To all the nominees, may your odds be forever in your favor. That's a Hunger Games reference. Artists Nicki Minaj and SZA have started feuding online. Could this be the next Kendrick versus Drake? From E! News, the beef started from a series of posts from the Starships rapper yesterday on X, calling out SZA's manager Punch from a record label TDE for, quote, bullying me on Twitter for no reason. Nicki says in a post, quote, so glad I have proof being bullied and being lied to by a man publicly on a platform I use as my job, after I rejected his business proposition on more than one occasion. SZA then clapped back on X in a cryptic post saying, Mercury retrograde, don't take the bait. Lol, silly goose. Astrologers say that Mercury retrograde brings about challenges in communication, travel, and technology. Nicki then replied to the Kill Bill singer saying, quote, go draw your freckles back on, brokey. Nicki has also criticized SZA's rollout of the deluxe to her 2022 album SOS, saying, quote, she put out a new album as a deluxe to an already existing album that was already out for a year or two, so the original album could break records. Like, what in the Insecure lack of morals and integrity are you doing? I thought she was a real artist. Girl, bye. Now, I'm personally Team SZA. SOS and its deluxe are modern classics. Have you ever heard anyone still talking about Nicki's 2022 project, Pink Friday 2? Didn't think so. But in TV news, this Portland filmmaker receives an Emmy nomination for her recent Celine Dion documentary. From Coin6, the Portland-based documentarian Irene Taylor, who's previously snagged Emmy Awards and nominations for her HBO documentary Beware the Slender Man and Moonlight Sonata, Deafness in Three Movements, has received a nomination from the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences for the production I Am Celine Dion in the Exceptional Merit in Documentary Filmmaking category. From Coin6 says, quote, the documentary was released on Amazon Prime Video in June of 2024, and it later became the streaming service's most watched documentary of all time, according to the Entertainment Outline Deadline, end quote. The 2025 Emmys are slated for Sunday, September 14th. From KGW, Nintendo has just revealed its casting for two major roles for Sony's upcoming Legend of Zelda film. This morning, game designer and creator of the Super Mario series, Shigeru Miyamoto, announced on Nintendo's social media platforms the casting for the roles of Link and Zelda in the upcoming film, which is set for release in May of 2027. Our iconic hero of the story, Link, will be portrayed by Benjamin Evan Answorth, known for voicing Pinocchio in Disney's 2023 live-action adaptation. Zelda will be portrayed by Bo Braxton, known for her roles in BBC One Productions' Three Girls and The Jetty. The film's release comes after the success of 2023's The Super Mario Brothers movie from Illumination and Universal Pictures. This has been Summer Sound on AM 1450 and KBPS.AM. I'm Sydney, and I'll be back with your weather forecast right after this.
WorkSource Oregon Employment Department presents Your Career, Your Choice.
Often when a teenager is first looking for work, the big question is, where can I find a job? Well, here's some examples of businesses that often hire teenagers. First of all, look at offices for office work of all types, from answering phones to doing some simple typing and filing. Wholesale, retail stores and services, restaurants and hotels, car washes, service stations, theaters and amusement parks, parks and yards for doing outdoor maintenance work, such as brush clearing, removing litter, nursing homes and hospitals for assisting with patient care in hospitals or nursing homes, daycare centers for child care, kennels for pet grooming and pet care, farms for agricultural work such as picking or plant propagation or care of livestock, and even entertainment productions. Jobs like acting or performing in film and entertainment production, and crew work.
Your career, your choice. A service of WorkSource Oregon Employment Department. For more information, visit our website at workinginoregon.org.
My reason why is community.
My reason why is leadership.
My reason why is to inspire others.
Why do thousands of teenagers here in Oregon participate in high school sports and activities?
My reason why is friendship.
Their reasons are as diverse as the students themselves. But the one thing they all share is the opportunity to have fun and learn important life lessons. Lessons like supporting their community, learning how to be a leader, and building lifelong friendships.
My reason why is defying expectations.
Is there a grade school or middle school student in your family? Then encourage them to participate in a sport or activity when they go to high school.
My reason why is to make a change in the world.
This message presented by the NFHS and the Oregon School Activities Association.
Portland weather.
Forecast for today is sunny with a high of 94 degrees. Tonight, we're looking pretty clear skies with an overnight low of 59 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 88 degrees. Right now, it's clear and 83 degrees in Vancouver. We have clear skies and 85 degrees in Hillsborough. And currently, it's clear and 83 degrees in the Rose City. So, as previously mentioned, we have our continuation of a story we've covered here at Summer Sound.